Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Whole bunch of you guys, sleepyheads, so I don't want to go back to school.
You have to today.
whole bunch of school started today.
Well, for the schools and the counties and the cities we're about to name off, yes, hopefully you were up and you were at them, because today is your first day back to school. So Bremen City Schools, Buford City Schools, Clark County, Clayton County, Coweta County, Douglas County, Gwinnett County, Harrelson County, Henry County, Marietta City Schools, Oconee County, Putnam County, Social Circle City Schools, and Walton County Schools. All y'all going back today.
Eliza's starting the third grade today in Buford City School, so I know she's listening right now. So good morning. Have a great day. She's so excited. She met her teacher the other day. She's all excited, but she's excited about everything.
Uh-huh. Wait till she gets to middle school and then high school. That might change.
Yeah, right. It's good right now, though.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you guys heard this, and I've been in Atlanta now for over 20 years. And I have heard from time to time people say that Lake Lanier is haunted.
It is.
So I didn't really know the reason why up until a couple of days ago. I just assumed, here's what I did know about Lake Lanier. Have you been out there since you've moved here, Abby?
I haven't made it out there.
Okay.
But now it sounds like I shouldn't.
Nope.
So Lake Lanier is essentially water over a city. I mean, there's a whole city down there.
That's true.
Our building. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a race course down there. There are buildings down there, and it's very dangerous. The debris can be so thick in those waters there that a lot of people end up losing their lives and drowning in that area, right? I thought that's where the legend started. It's haunted because they filled up a city with water, right? So a couple of days ago, I'm not sure if you guys heard this in the news, but there was a 24-year-old on Lake Lanier that jumped out of his boat or off of the dock.
Off a dock, yeah.
Off a dock and got electrocuted while he was in the water.
How does that happen?
Yeah, how does that happen?
So I'm not really sure, but I know that there was somebody around the dock at Lake Lanier that saw it all happen, went over to him, tried to give him like pull him out of the water with a ladder. Dude was still screaming. Guy jumps in the water to help this dude out. He starts to feel this shock also. He's like, something's not right here. He goes back to the dock, turns all the electricity off, and then jumps back in the water to help this guy. And it was too late at that point.
Oh, wow. God.
So I started to read the news story, and then I started to read all the comments from people going, why are people still jumping in this lake? It's been haunted for the longest time. And I'm like, haunted? So I did a quick search on it. And sure enough, now I understand why they say that.
Yeah, and there are reports, too, because I was fascinated by this, and I did a deep dive, like, a couple of years ago, and the reports of some people who are strong swimmers drowning, feeling like they were being grabbed and pulled under. So, because you look at that, and you're like, okay, it's haunted. People are drunk. They're out on the lake. Of course, accidents happen. You're not paying attention. You're not wearing a life jacket. But then when you start reading the reports, it's like, this person was a really, really strong swimmer. They were sober. They felt like someone grabbed them and pulled them down.
So here is the history of it being haunted that I only found out a couple of days ago because I started piecemealing together a couple of articles. All right, so I'll read from a bunch of these articles that I've all put together in one, right? So there's a community underneath Lake Lanier called Oscarville. There used to be a town called Oscarville. The community of Oscarville was destroyed in an angry racist mob, and it's now the subject of two films that are coming out or have already come out. So Lake Lanier is a Georgia landmark, and now I'm reading directly from it. But before it became part of the state's landscape, there was a town called Oscarville. It was formed in the late 1800s during the Reconstruction era. And Oscarville was a thriving black community full of carpenters and blacksmiths and bricklayers. Farming was the top trade there. This was a town that was bustling, man. It was kicking ass. So then there was a case in 1912. So May Crow, she's 19 years old. She was a white woman. She was found dead in the woods near Oscarville, presumably after a lot of things happened to her before. I don't want to get too graphic, before she was killed. So typically back in those days, we know how history goes, that the answer to white girls being harmed was to go into these black communities and just start blaming black people, right? So nightfall comes in Oscarville. Terror begins all over the town. Mobs come together. They were called Night Riders at the time, and they drove the black community out. And they were wakened up in a lot of cases by fires outside. There were fire bombs down in the church. The church was the centerfold of the community. So anything and anytime anything happened, everybody would go to the church, right? Like, we're safe in here, safe in here. And these Knight Riders went in there and burned the churches down, threw Molotov cocktails in there, killed a whole bunch of different people. And after the destruction in the late 1950s, according to these articles, the Buford Dam was built and Lake Lanier was formed, covering up Oscarville and swallowing up most of its history. So many people died during that attack trying to get to Gainesville. So as of Lake Lanier right now, a whole bunch of people believe it's haunted because of the really high number of drownings that occur there. Officials have said there's an entire town, which I was just telling you guys about, that includes structures, forest areas, trees that are like 60 feet tall, and it makes it way more challenging to navigate through that water. They said someone can quickly become trapped in the debris, causing them to drown. So you got that, and you got this crazy-ass haunted story here, and that's why people are always like, why are you even going to Lake Lanier? I had no idea about any of that.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't know about it.
That's like one of your favorite places to go.
I have never had a problem there, but yep. I'm probably not diving in there.
I'll be honest with you here.
I ain't messing with it. You actually got in the water, too, when you've gone?
Every time, yeah.
Really?
Without a problem.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of people who go to Lake Lanier and have a good time and are safe. But there's also, you know, you get the stories of, like, the 24-year-old who was electrocuted. And there seems to be more stories than your typical lake.
Okay.
But on average, like, the percentage of people who go and have a great time without incident is way higher than the tragedies that happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But it's haunted nonetheless.
I'll take your word for it.
Put a life jacket. All right, on a lighter note, or so, Georgia woman charged with faking her pregnancy to get paid time.
It's not much lighter.
Not at all. Yes, a woman named Robin Folsom is actually facing 3 counts of making false statements and 1 count of identity fraud in court because she actually faked a pregnancy in order to get 7 weeks of time paid off. And apparently, it's not even her first time doing it. She got away with it with the same company the first time she did it. And then right after, she faked another pregnancy. And I guess this time they started to pay a little more attention to it because, really?
How can you get away with that?
I don't know how she got away with it the first time. But the second time, I guess her coworkers started paying a little more attention to her baby bump. And a few people thought it was a little inconsistent. Like, it was just too big one day and it was small. So that was kind of the first thing that led to them actually looking into it. And she went as far as actually sending pictures of the baby, like after the baby was born, and people realized that there were inconsistencies in the different pictures, like the skin tone of the baby would change. So they started like doing an investigation, actually sent it in, and the police couldn't believe it. They were like, they've never heard of anything like that. So they thought it was fake, but it turned out to be real. And she literally faked the entire pregnancy, went as far as having a guy call in claiming to be the father and requesting more time off. So when they did digging to see if this guy was real, they couldn't find him, which is why she got the 1 count of identity fraud. And now she is in court and she is facing over $100,000 in fines and up to 25 years in prison.
Oh, no, no, no.
She wanted 7 weeks off.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she's about to get 25 years off.
You need time for mental health? You're going to get it.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of time.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.